And I'll say it here again that we call him the godfather of science and technology in Alberta. And how lucky the province of Alberta is to have somebody like Bob Church, a tireless promoter of research and development in this province, and luckily for us, a great believer in the BERS initiative, and obviously a key figure in its founding. It's an honor to introduce to you Robert Church, the chair of the board of the Alberta Science Research Authority. Robert.
Mr. Chairman, Honorable Minister, Mayor Slater, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure to be here. It's a long evening, so I'm not going to keep you very long, but I want to tell you that what a week for science to have an article on stardust, real stardust. Well, a lot of that fell on this group right here. And Nassif, I want to say congratulations on bringing BERS to fruition and all of the other people that have been involved, David, etc. This is a real international challenge, and it is a great opportunity, and we're very pleased to have played a role here in Alberta in the Banff Center. Mary Hostetter is an unusual lady, and the thing that she didn't tell you was this particular place here is a unique little jewel in the mountains, and her motto is that this is a place for creative thinking and creative excellence. And if there ever was an example of that, to go along with the film and the arts mountain highs, it's BERS. And to all of you here for making that a real success, my sincere congratulations, because you've really gone far beyond what, see if you and I originally talked about in creating a jewel for this part of the world. So to the national funders, NRC and NSERC, NSF and our partners from the U.S., it is a great pleasure to be a partner with you, and I see this as one of these really significant things that is occurring. By the way, I certainly enjoyed the program this afternoon. I had to stretch a little bit to get into some of the talks there, but I sure as hell identified with Jay's minus 59 being a cowboy pushing cows. I'd like then to take this opportunity to introduce the Minister of Innovation and Science in the province of Alberta. Vic Dirksen has, in a very short time, become a real advocate for science and technology in this province. He started off, and we'll forgive him, he started off his career as a banker. So you can appreciate how far he's come along in seeing some enlightenment in this area of science and innovation. But during that time, Vic has had a number of interesting forays into the social and economic aspects of our society here. And he's been elected to his third term as the MLA from Red Deer South. And first of all, got his feet wet as the chairman of the board of the Alberta Research Council before being appointed as the Minister of Innovation and Science. And it is a real pleasure to work with someone like Vic, who I can tell you, he has the banker's thoroughness, but when you get through and he understands the portfolio and the investment that you're putting in front of him, well, you couldn't have a better player on your team. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce the Honorable Victor Dirksen, MLA from Red Deer South, who's the Minister of Innovation and Science in this province. Vic.